AEC, Australian Electoral Commission, your official guide to the 2022 federal election. Producer's note. Authorised by the Electoral Commissioner, Canberra. This recording lasts for approximately 25 minutes. The contents are as follows. This audio introduction. Part 1. Introduction. Part 2. What you can do to plan before you vote. Part 3. What if I can't make it on election day? Part 4. Telephone voting explained. Part 5. How do I vote in person on election day? Part 6. How to make your vote count. Part 7. Alternative information. And the closing announcement. End producer's note. Part 1. Introduction. A federal election will be held on Saturday, the 21st of May, 2022. A federal election is held so Australians can choose members of Parliament to represent their views and interests in the House of Representatives and the Senate. Your vote will help shape Australia. Enrolling and voting in federal elections is compulsory for Australian citizens aged 18 years and over. If you don't vote, you may be prosecuted. If you vote more than once, it is a criminal offence. This guide has been created to provide assistance to Australian voters who live with disability or mobility restrictions. If you have a disability and need assistance to vote, this is available at each polling place. Staff working at polling places have been trained to assist you. If you are unable to go to a polling place, you may be able to vote by post. There is more information on voting by post in Part 3 of this guide. If you are blind or have low vision, you may be able to vote by telephone. There is more information on telephone voting in Part 3 and 4 of this guide. Message from the Electoral Commissioner. The AEC has developed this guide to help you plan for your vote at this federal election. The guide details how to vote correctly, what help is available at the polling place, frequently asked questions, and tips on how to check information sources. We will have polling places open across the country on Election Day, as well as other voting options to support all communities to have their say. You can be confident that we're delivering an electoral process with integrity, securing your vote at every step of the process, from the printing to the counting of your ballot papers. Your health and safety, and that of our electoral staff, is a priority, and a range of COVID-19 safety measures will be in place. The robust exchange of ideas is a part of election campaigning, and I encourage you to carefully consider all information you receive, but particularly anything that questions our well-established electoral process. Ask yourself if it's from a recognisable and reliable source. If the answer is no, my suggestion is to be cautious. Visit aec.gov.au for more information on how you can have your say at this election. Tom Rogers, Electoral Commissioner. The 2022 Federal Election. At the 2022 federal election, there will be more than 96% on the electoral roll, 7,000 plus polling places, 500 plus early voting centres, up to 100,000 temporary election workers. Stop and consider. Check the source this federal election. During the election period, a large amount of information is distributed, which seeks to influence your vote. This is a vital part of the democratic process. It gives candidates, political parties, and others a way to communicate their policies and beliefs with voters. However, some information may be deliberately false or misleading. It's important you carefully consider information about the federal election. Take the time to consider whether the information is from a reliable or recognisable source, current, safe. Not a scam. This is particularly important when on social media and online. Go to aec.gov.au/stop-and-consider for more information and short videos with helpful tips. Part 2. What you can do to plan before you vote. What electoral division am I in? You can check which division you live in at aec.gov.au/electorate. If you live in Western Australia or Victoria, the name or boundaries of your electoral division may have changed since the last federal election as a result of a redistribution. You may need to vote in a different division, or your usual polling place may be in a different division. If you are not sure of your enrolment details, you can check them online at aec.gov.au/check or by calling the Australian Electoral Commission, AEC, on 132326. List of candidates. The list of candidates contesting the federal election are now available at aec.gov.au/election/candidates.htm. You can listen to the list of candidates online at aec.gov.au by using the Read Speaker application available on the AEC's website, which can read the content aloud. You can also save content from the AEC's website, including the list of candidates, as an MP3 file by using this application. You can also request a copy of a list of candidates to be sent to you in an audio, e-text, large print, or braille format by calling the AEC on 132326. Keeping yourself safe. You can take measures to keep yourself and others safe while voting. Be COVID safe. COVID-19 symptoms? Thanks for not attending a polling place. If unwell, you may be eligible to apply for a postal vote. You can apply online at aec.gov.au/PVA until Wednesday the 18th of May 2022. Go to Part 3 of this guide for further detail. Do your research on candidates and preferences before attending. Avoid socialising and spending extra time at or around polling places. Visit aec.gov.au/COVID-safety for the latest updates and advice. COVID-19 safety measures in place. Stay at home if you have any COVID-19 symptoms. There may be a limit to the number of voters inside a polling place at any one time. You may be asked to queue outside. Keep 1.5 metres from others outside and inside, and in the polling place, follow the floor markers as a guide. Check in using the QR code or manually if required. Comply with the mask requirements in your area. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Use the hand sanitizer provided. Voting booths and pencils will be regularly cleaned. Bring your own pen or pencil if you prefer, but don't leave it behind. It's important to follow your local, state or territory government COVID-19 health guidelines. Links to these guidelines are at aec.gov.au/COVID-safety. Information in this guide reflects circumstances at the time of printing. The AEC will continue to follow advice from federal and state authorities, and any updated measures will be at aec.gov.au. Part 3. What if I can't make it on election day? If you can't make it to a polling place in your state or territory on election day, you may be eligible to vote early in person or by post. How to vote early in person? If you are eligible, you can vote before election day. Early voting centres open from Monday the 9th of May 2022. Opening dates and times vary, so visit aec.gov.au/where to check the details for each early voting centre. Accessibility of early voting centres and polling places. Each early voting centre is given an accessibility rating to assist people with disability or mobility restrictions. You can check the accessibility rating and details of polling places online at aec.gov.au/where. You can click on the rating listed against each polling place to find out more about its specific accessibility features. For more information on early voting and to check if you're eligible, visit aec.gov.au/voting or call 132326. How to vote early by post. If you're unable to travel to a polling place to vote, you can apply for a postal vote online after the election has been announced. Postal voting is available to eligible voters. Check your eligibility and apply online at aec.gov.au/PVA. Application forms are also available from AEC offices. To find your closest AEC office, go online to aec.gov.au/contact or call the AEC on 132326. To complete a postal vote, you may choose an assistant, such as a friend or family member, to help complete the ballot papers and envelope according to your instruction. You must sign the envelope or make a mark as a signature. Complete and send your application as soon as possible so it reaches the AEC by no later than 6 p.m. Wednesday, the 18th of May, 2022. Please call 132326 if you don't have online access and want to apply for a postal vote. If you have a mobility restriction or disability, you may also be eligible to become a general postal voter and receive ballot papers in the mail for each federal election. Telephone voting. Voters who are blind or have low vision can cast a vote by telephone from any location by calling 1-800-913-993. Telephone voting is a simple two-step process, which is fully explained in Part 4 of this guide. Mobile voting teams. If you live in a remote area or are in a select aged care facility, a mobile voting team may come to your area. For more information, go online to aec.gov.au/where or call the AEC on 132326 to find out where mobile voting teams will be visiting. Voting from overseas. If you are currently overseas, you may vote at an Australian Overseas Voting Centre, if there is one nearby. We recommend you apply for a postal vote as early as possible to ensure you get the opportunity to vote. For more information, go online to aec.gov.au/overseas or call the AEC on +612 6160 2600. Part 4. Telephone voting explained. Telephone voting. We've made it easy for all Australians to vote. At the 2022 federal election, voters who are blind or have low vision can cast a vote using our dedicated phone service from any location by calling 1-800-913-993. Telephone voting is a simple two-step process, and AEC voting assistants are available to assist you. Step 1. Call to register. If you wish to vote by telephone, you must first register by calling 1-800-913-993. Telephone voting registration is available on weekdays between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. AEST from Monday the 9th of May 2022 until Friday the 20th of May 2022. It is also available from 8 a.m. to 12 midday AEST on Saturday the 21st of May 2022. You will be asked questions to check your details on the electoral roll, and you will also be asked to choose a PIN. You will then receive a telephone voting registration number by your choice of an email, SMS, phone call, or mail. Step 2. Call to vote. Telephone voting is available on weekdays between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. AEST from Monday the 9th of May 2022 until Friday the 20th of May 2022. It will also be available from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. AEST on Saturday the 21st of May 2022. Once you have received your registration number and chosen your PIN, you will need to call 1-800-913-993 again to cast your vote. When you call, to protect your privacy, you will be asked for your registration and PIN rather than your personal details to mark you off the electoral roll. This means your vote remains secret because the AEC voting assistant will not know your name or address. An AEC voting assistant will record your vote. A second voting assistant will ensure your vote is recorded as you intended. Once your vote is complete, the voting assistant will place the ballot paper into a secure ballot box. Remember, you have until 12 midday AEST on Saturday the 21st of May 2022 to register, and until 6 p.m. AEST Saturday the 21st of May 2022 to cast your vote. For questions regarding blind or low vision voting options, please call 132326. Part 5. How do I vote in person on election day? If you are able to go to a polling place on election day, Saturday the 21st of May 2022, please note that polling places open at 8 a.m. and close at 6 p.m. sharp. Where can I vote? You can vote at any polling place in your state or territory on election day. Details of polling places will be published in major metropolitan newspapers the day before election day. Polling places are usually located at local schools, churches, community halls, or public buildings. To find your nearest polling place, visit aec.gov.au/where or call the AEC on 132326 for assistance to find a polling place near you. Accessibility of polling places. Each polling place is given an accessibility rating to assist people with disability and mobility restrictions. You can check the accessibility rating and details of polling places online at www.aec.gov.au/where. You can click on the rating listed against each polling place to find out more about its specific accessibility features. If you need assistance to vote at a polling place, you can ask someone there to help you. Polling place staff are trained to assist you, or you can nominate any person other than a candidate to help you. This could be a friend or relative. If you do not nominate someone, then the polling official in charge may provide assistance. If you cannot get out of your car, someone may bring the ballot papers to you. What happens at the polling place? Outside a polling place, candidate representatives may offer to give you how-to-vote cards, suggesting you vote in a particular way. You do not have to accept or follow the how-to-vote cards. Who you vote for is your decision. 1. Once you are inside the polling place, the voting official will ask for your full name and address, and if you have voted before in this federal election. Your name will then be marked off the electoral roll. 2. You will be given two ballot papers, a small green ballot paper for the House of Representatives and a large white ballot paper for the Senate. Take them to one of the cardboard voting screens. If you are able to, carefully read the instructions on the ballot paper. If not, a polling place staff member, or your nominated assistant, can read out the instructions to you. 3. Complete your ballot papers. Part 6 of this guide has instructions on how to do this. If you have nominated an assistant, this person can read the content of the ballot papers out to you, and then completes them according to your choices. 4. Once you have completed your ballot papers, fold them and place in the ballot boxes provided. Remember, if you need help, you can ask a polling official. What if I am in another state or territory? If you will be interstate on election day, you can vote at a designated interstate voting centre, or consider the early voting options described in Part 3 of this guide. To find an early voting centre, go online to aec.gov.au/where or call the AEC on 132326 for assistance to find an interstate voting centre near you. Part 6. How to make your vote count. At the polling place, you will be given two ballot papers, a small green one for the House of Representatives and a large white one for the Senate. You must complete both ballot papers. On the small green ballot paper, you are voting for a representative of your local area or electorate in the House of Representatives. On the large white ballot paper, you are voting for representatives of your state or territory in the Senate. House of Representatives. On the small green ballot paper, number every box in the order of your choice. Put the number 1 in the box for the candidate that is your first choice, a 2 for your second choice, and so on, until you've numbered every box. Senate. On the large white paper, you have a choice of two ways to vote, either above the line or below the line. If you choose to vote above the line, you need to number at least 6 boxes. Put the number 1 in the box for the party or group that is your first choice, a 2 for your second choice, and so on until you've numbered at least 6 boxes. You can continue to place numbers in the order of your choice in as many boxes above the line as you like. If you choose to vote below the line, you need to number at least 12 boxes, from 1 to 12, for individual candidates in the order of your choice. You can continue to place numbers in the order of your choice in as many boxes below the line as you like. Don't worry if you make a mistake. You can ask for another ballot paper and start again. Did you know you can practice voting on the AEC website? Go to aec.gov.au/practice. Part 7. Alternative information. Information in accessible formats. You can download accessible formats of this guide, such as audio and large print, at aec.gov.au/assistance. Braille is also available on request by calling 132326. If you are deaf or have a hearing or speech impairment, contact us through the National Relay Service, NRS. TTY users, phone 133677 and quote 132326. Speak and listen users, phone 1300 555 727 and quote 132326. Internet relay users connect to the NRS, then ask for 132326. Auslan interpreting services will also be available. Visit the AEC website for more at aec.gov.au. Other assistance. For more information, easy read guides on how to enrol, how to vote by mail, and how to vote in person are available online at aec.gov.au/assistance. Information in other languages. Translated versions of this guide can be downloaded online from aec.gov.au/translated. Telephone interpreter services are also available. For information about voting and elections in other languages, call the number listed next to your preferred language. The following is a list of phone numbers ordered alphabetically by language. Arabic, 1300 720 132. Burmese, 1300 290 617. Cantonese, 1300 720 135. Croatian, 1300 720 136. Dari, 1300 290 618. Farsi, Persian, 1300 290 619. Greek, 1300 720 137. Italian, 1300 720 138. Khmer, 1300 720 134. Korean, 1300 720 468. Macedonian, 1300 720 139, Mandarin, 1300 720 142, Polish, 1300 720 143, Portuguese, 1300 720 145, Russian, 1300 720 146, Serbian, 1300 720 147, Spanish, 1300 720 148, Turkish, 1300 720 149, Vietnamese, 1300 720 152, other languages, 1300 720 153. Do you have another question? Go to aec.gov.au/FAQS. Visit aec.gov.au for the latest updates and advice. This is the end of the guide. Authorised by the Electoral Commissioner, 10 Mort Street, Canberra. Closing announcement. That is the end of your official guide to the 2022 federal election. This recording was made for the Australian Electoral Commission by Accessible Information Solutions of Vision Australia in April 2022. Your narrator has been David Tredinnick. This is the end of the recording.